Welcome to the Membership Guys Podcast. Kick-ass advice and tips for membership site owners.
You're listening to episode 263 of the Membership Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison, one half of the Membership Guys, and your host for the number one show for proven practical tips and advice on growing a successful membership business. How the devil are you? I hope you're well. I hope you're having a good week. I hope that everything's going great in your membership. Today, I'm talking all about Facebook remarketing, the specific Facebook remarketing strategies that you should consider using in your membership business. Facebook remarketing is one of the most exciting elements of online advertising because instead of being limited to targeting demographics for cold traffic that we think represent our target audience, we can actually use remarketing to leverage actual user behavior to determine which ads are shown to which people. In a nutshell, this means that we can automatically group people who visit certain pages on our website into custom audiences, which we then show different ads to. So rather than running a generic advert promoting apples and oranges, we can show an ad for apples to someone who's read an article on our website about apples. And anyone who's read an article about oranges, well, they'll see ads for oranges instead. So this means through remarketing, we can show the right message to the right person at the right time, meaning a greater likelihood of getting a good return on your advertising spend. So when it comes to membership sites, there are six key ways in which you can really leverage Facebook remarketing. The first is using remarketing to promote key content and lead magnets. Remarketing enables you to organize your website visitors into buckets, essentially, for want of another term, according to what pages they viewed on your site. So if you can break down your core topic into five or six subtopics, segments, then you could set up a separate custom audience for each of those segments. These essentially become interest lists, where you now have targeted audience of people who've expressed a specific interest in a particular subtopic. So if someone's been reading a blog article about time management, then rather than showing them generic ads for your business coaching program, you could show those guys ads for your time management lead magnet as a way of enticing them to sign up to your list. You could then specifically promote other blogs on the same topic to just that audience. If they've read one article about time management, you could advertise another one in the same category based on the fact that you know through their past activity that this is a subject they're interested in, and so they're far more likely to engage with those more specifically targeted ads, and this will encourage repeat visits to your site. The second way to leverage Facebook remarketing is to use it as a means of moving people down your funnel. Once someone has signed up to your email marketing list, you may not want to continue using up your Facebook ad budget showing ads for entry-level content to those leads you've already captured. Someone subscribed to your email list, you're not going to be showing them ads to get them to come and read your blogs because they're already moving down your funnel. To that end, you can use remarketing to not only exclude people who've already opted into your list from seeing ads for that top of funnel content, blogs, podcasts, and so on, but also to show a completely different set of ads to those people that are designed to move them even further down your sales funnel. So if someone's not on your email list, you show them ads promoting blog posts. But once they've opted into your email list, you might show them ads for a Tripwire product, an introductory product, or a free trial for your membership, or a webinar that's designed to generate sales. If you time things right, you could even coordinate the ads that your leads are being shown with the emails you're sending them as part of your follow-up email sales sequence. So using Facebook remarketing ads is a great way to move people down your funnel and get them to a place where they're ready to buy. The third use of remarketing ads for memberships is for salvaging lost sales. It's easy to assume that if someone visits our sales page, if they go to the checkout and then they don't buy, that this means they've changed their mind and the sale is lost. However, this often isn't the case. People may abandon the checkout process for a multitude of reasons. Sometimes life and circumstances just get in the way. Perhaps they were distracted. Maybe they left their wallet in another room. Maybe they were at work and they wanted to wait until they got home before they joined your site. Whatever the reason, an abandoned checkout can be salvaged, and utilizing remarketing to show ads to people who have viewed your checkout page, but they haven't viewed your thank you for joining page. So you know, based on the page they have viewed and the page they haven't viewed, you know that they have not joined. So targeting those people is a fantastic way of getting them back to your site and reminding them to complete the transaction. And you'll often find that checkout abandonment ads have the lowest cost per sale of any type of remarketing ads you'll ever do. The fourth way to use remarketing ads is for promoting membership content and events. Now, when people talk about paid advertising, it's almost always in the context of directly or indirectly trying to drum up sales. However, as we always say, when it comes to membership sites, it's what happens after the sale that determines your success. To that end, it's worth investing in making sure that your members are getting value from your site. The more a member feels that they're getting value, the longer they'll stick around. So it's definitely worth considering using Facebook remarketing in order to show ads to your existing members that promote key content or key features available to them as part of their membership. And on a similar note, the fifth way of using Facebook remarketing is to re-engage members who might be slipping away. So you could take the idea of showing ads to already subscribed members even further by using these ads to re-engage people. So targeting members of your site who, for whatever reason, haven't logged in for a while. When that happens, it's often a warning sign that someone's not going to be around much longer. And assuming that you have a member dashboard or some other specific page that your members are directed to when they log in, you could use Facebook remarketing in order to pick up people who are part of your membership but haven't logged in. They haven't visited that dashboard in 60 days, 90 days. And you can show them ads that encourage them to actually engage, to participate. So those ads can be used to get them back on your site. Maybe you're going to highlight new content that you've added or features they might not be aware of. If you can re-engage the members that you're most at risk of losing, then the potential return in terms of their continued subscription would more than justify the ad spend. And then the final way that membership owners can leverage Facebook remarketing is using ads as part of win-back campaigns for your lapsed members. Now, cancellations are par for the course for every membership site. Not only should you not take them personally, but you also should not give up on those members who leave. Every membership site owner should have a strategy in place to try to win back members who have left you. Now, typically, email will be the preferred medium for these kind of campaigns, but you can take things even further by adding remarketing into the mix too, so that a few weeks or a few months after someone cancels their membership, they start seeing ads trying to entice them back. So as you can see, there's so much potential for ways of using remarketing ads effectively within your membership. Those six key ways again. First, use remarketing ads to promote key content and targeted lead magnets to encourage repeat visits and increase the likelihood that someone will sign up to your email list. Then, when they're signed up, you can use remarketing to show more tailored ads that will move people down your funnel and get them to a place where they're ready to buy. If they go to your sales page, go to the checkout, but they don't join, you use remarketing ads to salvage those lost sales. And then once they're in your membership, you can use remarketing to promote membership content, to get them engaged, to get them consuming what they're paying for, and to re-engage anyone who maybe starts slipping away and you're at risk of losing. And then, of course, that final way of using remarketing, if people do leave your site, then you can utilize remarketing to specifically target those lapsed members and try to entice them back. And if you're interested in really, really getting the most out of Facebook remarketing for your membership, we recently published a brand new course on this exact topic inside Membership Academy. In that course, you'll learn highly effective strategies for using Facebook remarketing ads to promote and grow your membership. It's an extremely practical, actionable course in which you'll discover the boomerang strategy for using Facebook remarketing to increase member sales. We break that all down and we give you real practical step-by-step instructions for implementing this proven strategy in your marketing and sales plans. You'll also learn how to effectively use custom ad audiences to send the right message to the right people at the right time, as well as get best practices for creating ad copy and artwork that hits the right mark. You'll also discover how much you should be spending on your ad campaigns and what sort of return you should be expecting. And on top of that, you'll also learn the counterintuitive strategy for using remarketing ads to improve member retention and a whole lot more besides. This is not a run-of-the-mill tech walkthrough of the basics of using Facebook ads, although of course we do provide resources and reference guides on the tech stuff for first-time ad users. So this course is exclusively available to Academy members, and it is fully focused on the high-level strategy and the tactical implementation of a specific, fully fleshed-out Facebook remarketing strategy as an integral part of your membership marketing. And throughout the course, we show you real examples of this strategy in action and provide tools and exercises to help you execute quicker on your Facebook remarketing campaigns. So as we said, this course, it just released a couple of weeks ago. It's getting incredible feedback, but it's exclusively and only available inside Membership Academy. If you're already a member, make sure you check this out. If you're considering using Facebook ads for your business, or if you are already using them, maybe you've used them in the past, you've not had the return you want, you need to check out this course. And if you're not a member, head on over to membershipacademy.com, get yourself signed up. This course is included in your membership, along with the multitude of other amazing trainings and resources, as well as our community, all there to help you take your membership business up to that next level. All right, that is it from me. Hopefully this episode has been useful for you. Hopefully it's given you a clearer idea of the way in which you could be utilizing Facebook remarketing in your membership business. And if you do want to dive deeper, make sure that you check out membershipacademy.com to enroll on our brand new Facebook Remarketing for Memberships course. That's it from me. I'm out of here. I'll be back again next week with another installment of the Membership Guys podcast. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Guys podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. The Membership Academy is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a membership website. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be, or whether your website is already up and running and you're just looking for ways to grow it and attract new members, then the Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. With our extensive course library, monthly training, exclusive member-only discounts, perks, and tools, and a supportive, active community to help you along the way with feedback, encouragement, and advice, the Membership Academy is the perfect place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership website. Check it out at membershipacademy.com.